Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have you on another one of these Business of Digital episodes. Grateful for you, as always, giving us the time. And today we have a special, well, first of all, before we jump into it, hey Dave, how's it going?
Do you even know where you're at, Matt?
I don't know what day it is. I don't know where I'm at. I just, Dave said, get on the computer, Matt, right now.
Matt, and Matt can't hear or type or talk today, it seems. So.
I can't do anything. And so hopefully you're the opposite of that and we can make this one happen. But I am excited. We have an old one of a friend that I just found out that you've known longer than me. And then in this industry, see, I can't talk either. In this industry, that's saying something. But I am excited that we have Stephanie Liu joining us. She is the founder of Captivate On Command. I promised you guys I wouldn't get it wrong, but also she is the host of Lights Camera Live, and she is going to be talking with us about video recording and conferencing tips. And I'm really excited because that's something that we're all having to deal with right now. And before we jump into it, and Stephanie, I think this might make you laugh, but and I think I can't remember if I've told Dave this one or not yet, but I think a good jump into this would be something that happened, because so my daughter, she's at Arizona State University, and they went all online, of course, with all this COVID stuff going on. And she has, you know, she's in basically our industry. She's like in a graphical design type program. And, you know, she asked me, because I'm a photographer, she's like, hey, do you have a green screen? I need it for a project and this and that. And I'm thinking, all right, like I finally get to like use my skills and help her. And like, this is going to be awesome. And I get it all set up and I realize she just wants it so she could have the green screen for a background for their Zoom classroom meeting. And I was so disappointed. But I thought that was funny. But hopefully we got some nice recording or we got some nice tips coming from you. And thank you for joining us, first of all, and welcome.
Thank you. Super excited to be here. The fact that you mentioned how long I've known Dave was like, oh, man.
Yeah. So Dave, I guess what I'm going to do is just kind of turn it over to you and let you jump into this with Stephanie, and we'll go from there.
I think, Stephanie, why don't you talk about Lights Camera and what you do and the platforms that you work on? Because I think if someone listening to this that's a speaker and is doing their first web summit, there's a lot of tips. But I also think, to Matt's point, some of us that, you know, we have a podcast. There's a reason we have a podcast. Yeah. We like this way. We don't like video. I recently downloaded a tool that I'm pretty sure you're going to talk about, and I'll let you bring it up. But like, yeah, let's just dig into some of your background, how you got to do it, and Lights Camera, and what you've been doing with that. Because I think that'll kind of shed some light on and allow people to understand just like video is everywhere, especially now. With LinkedIn and everything having their own video thing. So I will shut up and let you kind of talk about that stuff.
You're too funny. Yeah, so I'm Stephanie Liu, and I'm the host of Lights Camera Live, and it's a Facebook Live show where we shine a spotlight on the best and brightest marketers in the industry. And I, just like Dave, I didn't start off just doing video. You know, I come from an ad agency background. My background is in SEM, SEO, as well as social media strategy. And when I had my daughter back in 2015, that's when I realized, okay, I need to go and start my own consultancy, my own agency, because I can't bring another life into this world and work 50 to 60 hours a week, right? And so when I left the agency world and said, okay, I'm going to do my own thing, that's when I realized that everyone else was calling themselves a social media strategist. I was like, well, how do I separate myself from the sea of sameness? And that's when I realized that most people tell people what they do. I wanted to show people what I could do. So I would go behind the scenes and I would screencast and I would show them things like, this is how I develop an audit. This is how I do a strategy, and so on. And eventually that turned into live streaming. And so that has been like the last 4 years, just live streaming on Facebook. And my studio itself has evolved. Everything from like upgrading from the built-in webcam to getting an external mic, getting studio lights, now live streaming with a DSLR camera. And I think that's been really helpful in keeping my brand top of mind and tip of tongue. And so with everything these days, with most conferences now shifting online, it's easy for people like me, the live streamers, the video content creators, to be like, oh, you want like a recorded session? Sure, I could do that in like 30 minutes and be done with it. Whereas some people are like, I don't even know where to start. So hopefully you guys will have the questions of like how to start, and then I'll help you out.
So that would be the very first question. You have, Matt is a photographer. I am a hack photographer, so I do have probably two or three DSLRs and an old GoPro. I have, you know, a camera stand for my phone. I think my wife now has a ring light because she was doing something. So I have some stuff. I know Matt's got even more photography gear than you do. But for someone just starting out and just going, oh, crap, I don't have any of that. What is the, I guess, the most basic setup that you think could work with, from gear to software, up one like level?
Yeah. Okay. So I would say, well, most laptops will have a built-in camera.
Yep.
And if you wanted to do an online presentation with your slides and have like a picture-in-picture where it shows you, one of the best tools that you could use right now for free is called Loom. And so the website is useloom, useloom.com, and it's pretty much a Chrome extension. And once you launch it, then you could actually record your built-in camera plus your, whatever you're sharing on the screen, so you could have your slides up, and then you could do your presentation that way. So it makes it a little bit more dynamic versus just doing a video recording with just the slides. So I would say that's probably the easiest. If anyone is a live streamer, you know, and they use StreamYard. This is probably going to be the part where it gets really geeky, is that most live streaming platforms also let you just record without actually having to go live. So you can have like your branded assets, your overlays, and all that fancy stuff. You just have to think differently on how you use the current tools that you already have.
What about editing? With Loom, can you edit stuff? So, like, I downloaded OBS, which is...
OBS. I liked OBS. I first started off with OBS. It was like, it's like the IKEA of live streaming, because you have to build everything. And you could definitely go ahead and use OBS for your video recordings as well. When it comes to the editing piece of it, Loom is very limited in the sense that you could only clip a certain section, and then that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah, if you were doing something like, as podcasters, right? Usually what I do is whenever I'm doing like, let's say a 45-minute presentation, there's only four videos that I actually record, and then the rest would be either slides and then the audio track, right? So there's four videos that I would record, probably like 2 minutes each. The first one is going to be an intro. It's like, hey, everyone, this is Stephanie Liu. This is what the session is going to be about. And then you feature pace them and say, this is what you're going to learn. Cool. Jump into the slides. And then your next video that you hop on where they see your face again, just for that engagement and that dopamine hit, you're going to say, and then here's the first case study that I want to share with you. And then you go back into your slides. Your third video is going to be your second case study. Go back into the slides. And then your last video is going to be, thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any questions, this is how you get a hold of me. So that's usually how I focus on it. It's much easier to record it that way than like one full long video, because you're going to have like a lot of a lot of like...
glimpses, or 10 minutes into one section, you realize that you skipped a slide.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So things that I would do, I would do like the four videos I would record. I usually have a script if I'm going to do slides. You know, if you're editing video, right, I would drop in the audio track, and then I would export the images from my Keynote or my PowerPoint presentation, and then just overlay that into the video editing platform. Does that make sense?
I think so for me, because I do so much. I've been doing some videos for our YouTube channel, and I do so much editing here. Matt, for someone that doesn't do much of that stuff, you just do a lot of photography. Does that make sense to you?
I mean, I know. Yeah, it does. It makes sense.
It also scares me and reminds me why we don't do video, because like the other day Matt was on mute, or I was on mute, and one of us realized it and was like, oh, you're on mute. We'll just edit this out. You know, hey, dumb, dumb. And, you know, one of us was like, oh, shoot. Yeah. Unmute. That's easy to edit, because it's just, it's just the audio. But with video, we'd both be looking at each other, and then it's like much more complicated.
Well, okay, and there's a trick to that, right? Because if you do like one full long video and then you have to repeat the last paragraph because you like coughed in the middle of it.
Yep.
Because you don't just want to cut it right there, because you might actually have like a weird jump cut. That's where I would overlay the slide on top of it. And then slide goes away sneaky. And it's you back on camera. Ah, so yeah, it's just it's a neat little editing trick for that.
That is pretty neat.
So right now we're at, you know, you can use whatever gear you have. We all have, what do you have? You have a Yeti, don't you, Matt?
Yeti.
And Stephanie, what do you use right now?
I have a Yeti. Yeah, for audio. Yeah.
So, I mean, we all have a bit fancier, but we've had lots of guests on that record probably even better than us sometimes, sometimes worse, with, you know, just a normal headset. So if you are at home and you are doing something, yes, it's nice to have a better, you know, with mic, but you don't need it. And you're saying that you can use just the, and which is what I was going to maybe use because I'm lazy, for my upcoming recording. I was going to try it at least just to use my computer, but I probably should use a DSLR.
It's nice, right? I mean, it makes it look different. It's funny because I saw a couple of people kind of like moaning and groaning about like, oh, there's so many virtual summits and, you know, it's too overwhelming. And I think that's an opportunity for you as a speaker to make it much more engaging and make it much more entertaining, because some people are just going to like submit it.
Mama. Hey.
She lose a tooth? I'm just, you know.
Well, it gets me thinking about the fact that it's like with everything, like with, you know how you said some people just are not evolving with it. It's like everything in our industry. You have to evolve. Like, yeah. If I was doing SEO the way that I was doing it back in 2003, I would be out of business.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to see people really embracing live video now, where they're just kind of like, where they're like, okay, I will now embrace video because I have to be on this Zoom call, right? And so it's nice to see them embracing it. And then I can't tell you like how much my inbox has been blowing up of like, what are your tips? Like, where's your affiliate link? How do you get this and that? And definitely people are trying to step it up a bit.
Well, in LinkedIn now, I just saw someone the other day on LinkedIn complaining, a really big keynote speaker complaining that they don't have access yet to LinkedIn video. I forget the official name for it.
Yeah.
But LinkedIn's going video. So we got Facebook Live, you got Instagram Stories, you got, you know, you can do video for YouTube, LinkedIn. Yeah. What am I missing? Anything? Twitter, I guess.
I mean, there's other channels too, right? There's like your TikTok and TikTok. Video is everywhere. And it's one of the fastest ways to get on the fascination fast track. That way you're on a first name basis with key decision makers, right? And I think for those of us that have been doing video for so long, like we tapped into that and we know it. And so when we have these virtual summits now, like we're going to go all out, right? Like we want to show like what it is that we can do. And for our friends who are podcasters, who haven't done video before, that's where I'm like, use Loom. That'll be the easiest thing that you can do. Or if you want to shoot the four videos and then record your audio track and overlay your images, then that makes it easier too.
And right now is such a good time to get into this, because I had a little test that I did with this the other day. You know, you have this captive audience, people not, you know, everyone's at home, not going anywhere. And, you know, I hopped on to a Facebook Live the other day and just kind of did a let's see how this go type thing. You know, I haven't done a whole lot with that, as Dave has mentioned. And I was amazed at the engagement that I got and the amount of people that were on. And it was unlike anything that I had done in the past. And so it's like, now is your perfect opportunity if you've ever been thinking of it.
Agree. Because so many of us are now experiencing little interruptions. And so it's okay. Like if you flub a little bit, or if a little person comes walking behind you, or a cat comes like crashing on your keyboard, because we're all adjusting, right? Like, we're all adjusting towards it. So there's a lot of,
the new normal.
Yeah, it's the new normal, and there's a lot of forgiveness around it, so you don't have to be perfect. Had this been, like, 2 months ago, people would have been, like, ragging on, like, your audio's off or your video is this. But now it's just like, it's okay. Keep going.
It's amazing how things get put into perspective from something like this.
What else could someone do for either a talk or just a video, like, say, for your company video, if you're doing it, and you were just trying to break it up or trying to figure out how to what was one I saw the other day? Like, the good news. Oh, what's his name? He's married to Emily Blunt. Oh, shoot.
Oh, Chris.
John.
Chris.
Shoot. I could look up his name, but I won't.
Jack Ryan.
Yeah, Jack Ryan. Yeah, that's his name. Jack Ryan's married to Mary Poppins.
Jim.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I was like, Jim?
Yeah, Jim.
I know him by all his character names. Jim, Jack.
Krasinski. John Krasinski. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't say his last name.
I'm a bad Polish.
Jim on The Office. Jack Ryan.
Yeah, Jim on The Office. But I mean, like, he's doing it, and he's putting together the YouTube videos.
This is funny. This is great, too.
But then, Matt, there's also that example that you've talked about before where the one guy that just had an iPhone, like, years ago, and he still gets business from it, and he still gets tons of engagement with that YouTube video where he was just, like, he just held it in his hand and, talked through
something. Even at portrait style, not even...
His portrait style.
But, yeah, the fact is that he did something... He figured out that question, that need, whatever you want to call it, that his specific customers were looking for, and I helped him figure that out, and then he just did a quick video providing that, and it's blown up for him, and it's done well, and it just comes back to providing that, being that solution, providing that answer, and doing it. And that's what I try to tell most of them. Like, the difference between you and most of the people is, they're just not doing it. You just need to do it. So.
Agree.
That's always the hardest spot. For Stephanie, for people that say, I don't want to be on camera, like, say me, Dave, or anyone, what do you usually go to try to talk people into getting past? I don't think I have stage fright. I don't know. I don't want to do it. Much like I didn't want to talk, right, Matt? And now I have a podcast. What have you found has helped people relax and try to just jump in and do it? And, Matt did a Facebook Live the other day. Keith Good is now doing mixed drinks.
Yeah.
So, he's kind of breaking in his Facebook Live by mixing drinks for people. And if you want, I don't know if he wants us to, but we could share the link when he does it next time. You want to learn how to make some mixed drinks at home while you're stuck there. But, what is your go-to to help people kind of break that in?
Yeah. Usually with people, it's you want to be confident on camera, right? Because you can see if someone is faking it like a mile away. Like, studies have always shown that if you show someone a picture of a genuine smile versus a fake smile, they could automatically tell which one's the fake smile. And so the first thing that I usually tell clients to do is get confident. And it's as simple as, like, what do you listen to get you pumped up before you go to the gym? When was the last time that, like, you did a pitch and you knew that you totally nailed it? Like, you have to get into that emotional state of, like, I am confident and I could do this. And once they have that, like, all right, cool, I could do this, the next one is really now imagine that you're actually talking to a friend. Don't think that you're talking to, like, 500 people in a room, because most people that are watching your video, it's usually one viewer. It's not like me sitting on the couch saying, like, hey, husband, hey, daughter, come over here. Let's all watch this, live video. No, it's me. It's me either watching on my desktop or it's watching on my phone while I'm just hanging out on the couch. I don't actually, invite like a whole audience towards it. And so I think when you look at the camera and you pretend as if, right, that's like an actor thing, act as if you're talking to a best friend, then that really shows off your true personality.
I love that, because when you're talking about that, it makes me think about the kind of photography I like when I'm at a conference or whatever. Mm. I hate when people come up and like, hey, let's go up to the stand and take my picture. I'm like, no, I'm just going to come back and get you when you're doing your thing. Because any of those pictures, and I've had so many people just tell me, like, I can't tell you like how happy I am with this picture. Thank you for taking it. Like, no one can capture me like you do. And it's because I won't take just regular portraits of them. I'll make them be in the moment, and I'll capture them while they're in the moment. And those ones are so much more genuine. So I could see that and totally appreciate it for what you're saying. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
Matt is sneaky, sneaky. And also bless you, Matt, for always only posting the good ones.
I do my best. I've got yelled at every
once
in a while.
You sent me ones, I'm not going to post this one. I'm like, thank you.
I got lots of blackmail material on everyone.
Oh, yeah. I think you also have that, too, as a live streamer, because you'll have, like, the bloopers. Or what I like to do sometimes when people are on camera, I like to make little GIFs. And then I'll upload it to Giphy or Tenor and, like, here's your gift for being on the show.
I like that.
Sneaky.
That's awesome.
So I think if you were to tell someone that's just starting, I do like that idea of trying to talk to people. I think everyone gets scared that if that's on video or podcast or, you know, speaking, they think it's public speaking. And then, actually, I have one more other question.
Well, because Dave, right now, the whole picture your audience in their underwear doesn't work, because I guarantee you everyone at home is sitting in their underwear.
They probably are. They probably are. Yeah,
sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, the number of people that are, you know, nice dress shirt or blouse or something with, yeah, like flip-flops. And well,
I call
you
it
both
the
live in warm areas. You guys are always in flip-flops. Oh, that's not fair.
Yeah, I call it the business mullet, where it's like your business on top and then your bottom is like your sweatpants.
Yeah. Comfy pants, sweatpants, yeah. Shorts, basketball shorts for me.
We had like a church one the other couple weeks ago, and it was funny because one of the hosts was all right, everybody show me like your shoes, and everyone, they're all like business on top, white shirt, tie, whatever, and like everyone had shorts on or whatever. It was so funny. But go ahead, Dave, sorry.
That's okay. I think, Stephanie, the script versus not script when I give a talk, I don't usually have a script. It's just a slide, and then I just ramble or talk, and I know exactly the story, and I know what I'm going to talk about. But for those that are either trying to read a script or think, do you have any tips for that? Because I saw someone the other day, and it was clear that she was reading from a teleprompter or had a... Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. There's different ways that you could handle this, and it really depends on how well you know your content. Because in order for you to be an expert, you can't skimp on your content, right? Like, you should be able to know the definition of what it is that you do, like, five different ways in order to make, like, your point come across. So for most people that are well aware of what their content is going to be, you could get away with just an outline. It's like, this is what I'm going to talk about. This is why it's important. This is how it's going to change your life. And if you don't pay attention today, these are the consequences that's going to happen to you and your business if you don't jump into what I'm telling you right now, right? So that's like that's the format formula that we teach a lot in NLP. It's the why, what, how, and what if. And I usually use that as my intro. And then the rest of the presentation is going to focus in on everything else, like the why. So I'll give you like reasons why you need to do it right now. And then the what, I'll give you your stats and your figures, your stories, case studies, how you can go ahead and get started with a Google Analytics dashboard. And if you don't do it, the consequences are you're not really going to be able to track your sales or whatever, right? That's an easy way to do that if you have your talk structured that way. If you decide to use a teleprompter, which I do sometimes too, right? Like, I talked about how you could do those four video clips. Those could be on a teleprompter, but they're so short that you could ad lib it a bit if you are even using a teleprompter, just to make it feel more natural. I think where some people get it wrong with the teleprompter, and you have like that whole Anchorman effect, is where they're just reading it, but they're not moving their eyes the way that people naturally would when you're having a conversation with them, right? Like, they just look at the camera and they don't blink. And you're like, this is really awkward.
That's what I saw. It was very clear that they never broke eye contact with the teleprompter or the screen or the piece of paper they were reading. And it was just like their face was going forward, but their eyes were clearly not at the camera.
Yeah. So, honestly, there's no excuse for not knowing your content. So it's okay if you have a teleprompter. Just know that intonation matters, how you communicate. Just even the fact of like using gestures, like your hand gestures, with purpose and with impact is always helpful. I've seen people where they do video and they're moving their hands the entire time. You're like, but like, what's the big thing that I should really pay pay attention to. And you can't really tell if you're moving your hands the entire time. But when you're like, this is important, and you put your hands down, you're like, oh, okay, I got it.
Look, I just can't help but think about this while we're talking about this, and not meant to be political at all, but you could totally tell when our president goes from reading the teleprompter to just off the cuff, whatever. Like, it is day and night difference.
Yeah.
In how that man speaks. It's insane. Anyway, that's the thought that I have while we're talking about all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have any other questions, Matt, before we let Stephanie give one or two last tips? And
no, I think, wrapping up with a couple last tips, I think will be great. This has been good.
Stephanie, have you ever used Restream?
I have.
Just quick.
Yeah, I have for live streaming. But I didn't like it because they would always have that default message of multi-streaming with Restream.io. And especially if you're going live on LinkedIn, like, again, people want to know the why, what, how, and what if, right? Like, That's your hook. And if you don't put that in the description, you're not giving them a reason to stop what they're doing to pay attention to what you have to say. So that's one of the reasons why I don't use Restream.
Interesting. I just saw it recently and I was looking to play with it. So I was just curious if you had good or bad.
Bad.
There you go, Dave.
Doesn't hate bad. It, but no, bad. Not for her.
I mean,
well, it depends on how you're going to use it, though.
Yeah, theoretically, it's cool in the sense that it'll pull in comments from multiple platforms, which is nice. But again, just coming from a social media background as well, is that, you know, every social media platform has its own etiquette. There are those that you could use a hashtag on, like on LinkedIn, and you could easily start trending on LinkedIn. But it wouldn't make sense on Facebook, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the nitty gritty. Do you have any other, like one other tip that we didn't cover, or one little thing that you think would help people that are just getting started, or even veterans that perhaps people overlook?
Well, I would say, like, even if you're getting started, if you don't even have a DSLR, again, you could use the built-in camera on your desktop or your laptop, or, I mean, chances are you could use your smartphone. Like, your smartphone probably has like a really amazing camera built into it. You could do that, just record there and then airdrop the actual video over to your computer and you could edit it over there. Or even if you wanted to just record your audio, you know, you could record your audio on your phone, same thing, airdrop it over there. For the veterans, for the ones that want to do like some fun stuff, right, you could have a green screen, right? You could, if you are telling a story, like in one of my presentations, I talk about how much I love the movie The Greatest Showman. And as soon as I'm done showing clips and videos and stock images, it cuts back to me and I have like a Snapchat filter of me as The Greatest Showman. Like I'm a ringmaster all of a sudden in the middle of a circus. And that's so awesome. It was a nice surprise for my viewers where they're like, what? How did you do that? And I actually did that live, right? So the first scene is of like me introducing myself, doing the why, what, how, and what if. And then I go into a story. It takes me off camera. And I downloaded like stock videos and stock images to describe and tell the story of the actual circus. And then it cuts back to me. I have my Snapchat filter and boom, it's like there's me with my top hat and a cane.
And if you want to see a little bit of that, I'll have a link to something you posted recently on Facebook that shows a couple of clips and shows some of the stuff that we talk about how to make your videos fun.
Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, Stephanie, we appreciate you joining us. I really appreciate the tips and the time that you took. This was great. So,
I appreciate it. Sorry my little one came in the middle of that.
Oh, again, the new normal. No need to apologize.
I don't even know if that's going to be usable, but I figured. Totally, yeah.
I will leave all of this.
Awesome. Well, you guys, thank you again for joining us. For Stephanie Liu, with the founder again of Captivate on Command and also the host of Lights Camera Live. Also Dave Rohr over there, and I'm Matt Silt with Avalanche Media. Thanks guys for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye bye.
Thanks all.